Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now, many of us have been awestruck by Leonardo da Vinci's art, but scientists are developing a new way to identify whether some illustrious paintings and sculptures are actually counterfeit. My next guest aims to date artwork and spot fakes using microbial bacteria. Dr. Manny Taralba is the laboratory director at the J. Craig Venter Institute in the United States and holds a PhD in cellular and microbial biology. He's a leading member of the Leonardo da Vinci DNA project, and he joins me on the line now. How are you today, Dr. Taralba?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Very well. What is this project? What is it you're trying to do?
So the Leonardo da Vinci DNA project actually encompasses several different groups within the project in itself. So each group has a different purpose and a different study set. And my group in particular is using sequencing and genomics technology to determine exactly what may be causing degradation in certain forms of artwork. We're also looking to using a combination of forensics as well as genomics to see if we can identify human biological material from aging artwork. Other groups in the project are looking at other avenues. More recently, we had a group that was able to publish the genealogy of the living descendants of Leonardo da Vinci. That was recently published, should be available for everyone to review. And other groups are looking at other technologies to see if they can extract human biological material from different types of surfaces, parchment, documents, and other forms of artwork as well.
Right. I suppose people will be wondering, how come there's human DNA on these paintings?
So it's a lot of different reasons as far as why there is human DNA. In the Renaissance period, as well as I think a lot of artists in, and this is a generalization and full disclosure, I am not an art historian, but from what I have read and what I have studied is that a lot of artists use saliva in their work, and this was particularly common in the Renaissance period, where artists did use saliva as a method of changing the density as well as the pigments of different paints that they used. Other reasons as to why human biological material may be on paintings is it can be hairs that can inadvertently just end up on the surface of the painting and become embedded when it's painted over. Can be entirely accidental. Sometimes it's on purpose, but there's several different reasons, but those are the two main ones.
Right. Did I also hear that the artists would use their own blood at times?
So there have been some reports that artists do use their own blood. There are also other reports that they used animal blood. I think the animal blood was a little bit more common, but using their own blood wasn't completely uncommon. There are some artists that have used their own.
And that would be to try and achieve certain pigments, certain colors in their artwork. Fascinating stuff.
It's different purposes. Some of it to change the density of the paintings, or the paints rather. Some of it is to get an actual specific pigment that they want to use.
Right. So if you're analyzing a genuine Leonardo da Vinci painting, in this day and age, you should be able to find traces of his DNA on it. Is that what you're saying?
Theoretically, yes. So, but at the moment, it's still in the research stages. So theoretically, yes, we may be able to find some DNA of Leonardo on his work. It's also depending on how well the artwork has been preserved. DNA has a very interesting and pretty long half-life. So it does remain stable over time, but that's in ideal conditions.
Okay.
Over time, there is degradation, especially if it's exposed to ultraviolet light. But it is possible to get his DNA from artwork, and it could open up different avenues as far as authenticity is concerned and confirming whether or not questionable pieces are actually his.
Right. And where do we stand in terms of tracing Da Vinci's actual DNA itself? Do I understand there's been two kind of directions? One is going through his family. They've traced his Da Vinci family DNA back to him, basically.
Yes. So that is one way for to confirm that DNA from a particular piece of art is actually of the Da Vinci family. Leonardo Da Vinci himself did not have any children, but he did have a half-brother who has a very long line of descendants that has that have all been found. And I believe at the moment there are 14 living descendants. As members of the Leonardo Da Vinci DNA group, as they completed the genealogy, they found these 14 descendants and traced it all the way back to Leonardo da Vinci himself. They followed the Y chromosome. The Y chromosome itself is highly conserved, and they were able to determine the male lineage all the way back to the half-brother of Leonardo da Vinci.
Very impressive. Also, though, trying to get access to Da Vinci's tomb, are we?
Yes. So at the moment, there's still a significant amount of paperwork and red tape that is involved with that component of the project. We are working with the French government because there is a tomb in Amboise, France, that has or that is reported to have his remains. No one at the moment is allowed to gain access to these remains, so it's unclear whether or not these are actually his remains. But in the event that we do get access to them, we can confirm using the living descendants' DNA, as well as we can use both the tomb remains and the living descendants' DNAs as a form of control to confirm authenticity of a lot of the artwork that come into question in the event that we find DNA on them as well.
Okay. I presume that would be quite a moment for you in your career if you could accurately and conclusively trace his DNA and then discover some on some of his paintings from the time and say, without fear of being contradicted, that is his DNA on that painting.
Absolutely. It would be a revolutionary moment, I think, for molecular biology, forensics, and artwork and art history in itself. Right now, I just think that there are a lot of hurdles that we need to clear as far as being able to use genomics and microbiology and molecular biology to study these pieces to confirm that they are actually of the artist. And once this process is standardized and in the field, we will be able to do a lot more than just working with Leonardo da Vinci's artwork. More recently, I'm not sure if you are familiar, but more recently there has been a fingerprint on a wax sculpture that was found that could potentially be Michelangelo's fingerprint.
Wow.
That in itself, if there is a fingerprint and it does, it is Michelangelo's, there is likely cells that are embedded in that fingerprint. And over time, the DNA may be highly degraded, but we will be able to extract some level of information on there. So the application is pretty widespread once we are able to confirm the study and standardize the approaches.
Right. How would the galleries, do you think, be reacting to this? Because I'm sure many of the galleries have Leonardo da Vinci paintings, maybe stuff from Michelangelo, that there may be some dispute over its provenance and whether it's genuine at all.
Of course. I think confirming authenticity of artwork, given that the artwork industry is a multi-billion dollar industry, there are a lot of risks involved with using novel technologies to confirm the authenticity of these pieces. With that said, there is also a lot of controversy and a lot of pushback when it comes to conservators and providing access to artwork for the scientists. You know, that in itself is self-explanatory, but that I think that once we get over that controversy and we work together to use technology and use the art history to confirm whether or not these pieces are actually, do actually belong or are actually made from the artist, then the industry can be able to move forward and we can, you know, easily confirm whether or not something is real or something is
a fake,
is a counterfeit.
Yes, exactly. God, we could be heading towards some very controversial times. Dr. Traube, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.